political leaders, economic leaders, really anyone who has an opinion on House Bill 2 will be paying close attention to Charlotte City Council tonight to see if it will rescind its expansion to the city's non-discrimination ordinance. Senate Leader Phil Berger and House Speaker Tim Moore say there's enough support in the General Assembly to repeal House Bill 2 if the city does rescind the expansion it passed. Republican State Senator Jeff Tart of Cornelius voted for House Bill 2, but on Friday he called for a full repeal of the law, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Good morning, Marshall.
Senator Tart, why did you vote for House Bill 2 in the first place?
As I've told people, there's two aspects that we have to factor in. One is, and the primary reason for voting to support House Bill 2, is how the last version of the Charlotte Ordinance was written that was passed that would enable, at one point, allow grown men to go in showers and locker rooms and public facilities of girls. And that's just totally inappropriate. And the other side, which I've been saying and trying to say, is discriminating against any human being is absolutely wrong as well. So really where we find ourselves is a need to find that balance.
Why now, though? Why are you calling for the repeal of HB 2 now?
Sure. I think one of the things that I've been saying for a long time since serving, that good legislation should accomplish two things, two litmus tests. One, it should have no surprises. And two, it should have no, you should minimize the unintended consequences. And what we're finding is there are a lot of consequences we didn't anticipate. And so, you know, this is having economic impact, social impact, a number of different things. And we're seeing the, for lack of a better way to describe it, the backlash against HB 2, and we need to stop it.
Is there any chance that's going to happen in Raleigh? You know, would lawmakers repeal this law without going through the Charlotte City Council first and asking it to rescind its original ordinance expansion?
Well, I don't want to speak for 169 other members, but I wouldn't do that. I won't support repealing HB 2 without the city ordinance because of the language that enables women to be exposed to men, if you will, going into their lockers. That just needs to stop. Now, I recognize that people are interpreting some of the language that it will create discriminatory issues for some of the LGBT community and others, and that's what we got to step back and examine.
You say you won't vote for repeal until the language is changed in the Charlotte Ordinance. What about your colleagues? Is there any sense that this is an effort to save face by the Republicans?
I don't know if it's saving face. It's absolutely, you know, people say, well, it's a political move for elections and stuff. Really doesn't matter what the motive is. It's wrong right now what we're experiencing. We're seeing the pushback, whether it's the businesses, PayPal, whether we're seeing the NC2A, NBA, we're seeing ACC. And it's not going to stop. There's no indication. It's just going to continue to get worse. So why would we not want to prevent those kinds of movements away from our great state and our great community?
And are lawmakers feeling that pressure in Raleigh?
Of course they are. I mean, you'd have to be under a rock not to. And I've only talked to two other senators and one House member, as we all do, we're following the media in other parts of the state, and I think there's a groundswell of effort and support to repeal HB 2 if the Charlotte steps back from their ordinance.
Well, let's say they do that. Let's say Charlotte City Council does rescind the ordinance, lawmakers go to special session this week, they repeal HB 2. If that were to happen, let's say Charlotte City Council goes back and passes another ordinance expansion, could we see House Bill 2 all over again, or are lawmakers going to leave it alone this time?
No, and I hopefully Charlotte wouldn't do that as an independent action. And one of the things I'd put out last week is what I hope we do. You know, it's the classic, let's create a study group, and sometimes study groups convey the wrong message. But we really do need to be diligent, thoughtful, rigorous on how we explore this issue and what we need to do. And I've suggested we do. We get members elected folks from both the county and the city, but not just in Charlotte and Mecklenburg County, but we need to get people from across the state. So we've got some geographic balance. We need people from the HRC and Equality North Carolina, so the LGBT community feels that and are accurate in that they would have a seat at the table in the discussions and crafting whatever long-term solution addresses these needs. We have the Faith and Family Council. We have other groups that, so everybody, all stakeholders have a sense, they have a seat at the table when we craft solutions going forward. So again, we can find some balance and thoughtfulness in this going forward.
And if that were to happen, what I just described, the law being rescinded and then Charlotte City Council again passing some sort of ordinance expansion, and then lawmakers considering another HB2-like law, would you vote for it?
I don't know. It depends on, you know, I always am reticent just to out of hand say we'll pass something or vote for something until we see the exact language and how it would be impacted. As crazy as this is going to sound on live radio, I had actually talked to when a couple of the council members when they were considering repealing the ordinance last time. I think one of the reticent actions from them, the members that I talked to, was a concern that actually there wasn't a message from leadership in the House and Senate that they would actually repeal HB 2, that we would actually consider modifying it. I think the communication's been between Charlotte and Raleigh is that we would actually repeal the bill in its entirety. So that's a change from that perspective. But we really need to understand, you know, protected classes is a big part of this issue. And that is kind of central to the LGBT community. And I understand that. We need to understand, are we creating, who has that authority to grant and pass protected classes? We obviously have seen there's other communities and cities around the country that have been granted that. Don't mean to fall into a detailed civics lesson here, but we are a Dillon Rule state. And Dillon Rule, as most recognize, is that when John Dillon, the Supreme Court Justice of Iowa, when he wrote the opinion in 1868, stated that all municipalities and counties' authorities are only that by which is granted by their legislature. We've adopted that. So one of the things, and I think a foundational idea, is that Charlotte does not have the authority to put in protected classes, and that's what we would have to clarify.
We're going to have to leave it there. That's Republican State Senator Jeff Tardif of Cornelius, who voted for House Bill 2 but is now calling for a full repeal of the law, which could happen this week. Senator Tardif, thank you.
Thank you, Marshall.